there goes the full-time whistle, and it's Donegal who go with a good victory here, 115 to 7 points. And really the platform for that victory was established in the first opening half. 7 points to 3 the lead, and well, it was Antrim that came with the first opening score in that second half. Ryan Quigley, who scored the first score for Antrim. But 2 points from Hugh McFadden, Shane Malone, and also Owen McGeehan, getting all that important goal from a Donegal point of view. Put the Tyrconnell men noses in front, 110 to 5 points as we had to the 20th half. Kevin Muldoon, Shane Malone, and Senan Carr kicking scores for Donegal in a very comprehensive victory here today, 115 to 7 points. And well, Jim McGuinness, of course, could be, as we've indicated, really happy with the young guns today. A number of new faces making their debuts. I think it's over 11 players who potentially could have, Brendan, and just looking at the calculations, there's a right few of them that has made their debuts for Donegal today.
Well, they certainly have, and they did really well in themselves for the days. Interestingly, with two 2-pointers, the first score of the game and the last score of the game, the first score from Gavin Mulroney, free, 2-pointer for Donegal, then Senan Carr kicking that brilliant kick there, the last kick of the game nearly for the second 2-pointer, and we know how important they are going to be as the year goes on. Absolutely fantastic, you know, to see all these young fellas come into the game, and you know they've done excellently well, so they've all acquitted themselves really well, and they'll be happy going down the bus back down the road. So positive from Donegal, Parik, you have to say 115 to 7 points, getting a lot of new faces on the field, and they can all be happy with their individual contributions.
Okay, Kenneth Oliver here in Erin Old Park in Carrigan. It is, of course, Donegal who go away with the victory, as Ben has indicated. A goal in 15 for Jim McGuinness' side, 7 points for Antrim.